Anyway, the video of the crash basically shows that my client was going in his Mercedes C-Class sedan, came into contact with a motorcycle, brief contact, and then his vehicle flipped, causing him to be ejected, or his arm to be ejected, which you could actually see in the video if I was able to play it, but it caused an amputation. And the issue in this particular case was a complete failure of the side airbag, the driver's side airbag to deploy, which allowed a partial ejection of the driver, and he lost his arm. Again, a very unfortunate incident from our perspective, completely preventable. But again, what you would think is a car wreck case, really in this situation, is only a products case. One, given the venue, the forum, it's an overseas crash. The car was sold in Houston, and that kind of is the connection with the case which is currently pending in the Southern District. We have another case study here, which is a single vehicle crash. Again, this was sent to me by a lawyer. She said, hey, I've got this case. Mom was driving. Her daughter, who was in the front passenger seat, was belted. Mom tried to avoid a dog in the roadway and ended up crashing into this pole. You can see the damage to the vehicle in the next slide, which is a frontal impact. Mom's airbag went off. The passenger airbag did not go off. And again, it resulted in a severe traumatic brain injury to a minor. The first responders reported that she was belted. There was evidence of scarring on her chest. Another thing for everybody to look at when you get your medical records from the from the first responders, from the ER, is to make sure to document or focus on all of the evidence that the occupant was restrained. Because if your occupant is not restrained, at least from a product's perspective, that poses a huge problem as to proving causation and liability for the manufacturer. In this particular situation, we had first responders who documented the child was restrained, as well as the medical evidence showed that she was restrained. So we tried to figure out what happened to this, why did this child end up contacting the front of the dashboard, while again, mom walks out of it. You know, mom, whose airbag deployed, walked out of it. Child is left with a major head injury as well as a significant scar. And what we discovered, again, a lot of these cases are very expert intensive, but we did a joint inspection. Another key practice tip I would tell everybody is if you are going to do an inspection, if you're going to do anything to the vehicle, don't do it without the defense being present, because immediately you'll face what we call a spoliation claim, that you have altered evidence or you have done any type of examination of the vehicle without the defendants being present. So this was a GM vehicle. We got them involved. The engineers came down. And really what we found, and this seems to be a somewhat of a common problem with GM vehicles, is that there's a sensor that is in the passenger seat, which senses whether somebody is seated on it or not. And it has a certain weight threshold. And if it senses that somebody is seated, then if there's a crash, it will deploy. If the sensor thinks fails to recognize that somebody is seated, then if there's a crash, it will not deploy. In this particular case, once we took apart the seat, we took apart the sensors and did some testing on it, turned out that the airbag sensor was defective. It had malfunctioned, and it failed to determine that there was a person sitting in the passenger seat. So when the crash happened, it never deployed and caused the child to suffer a serious injury. Another case that we've got here, interesting case, kind of similar to the case that Quinton and I had worked on many years ago involving a bus. One thing that I've seen over the years, and a lot of you may have experienced this in your practice, is that if you have a bus crash and there's a lot of buses that go from Houston or Dallas or other places in Texas to Mexico, and they carry a lot of migrant workers, they carry a lot of tourists. There's Fifth Circuit law on this. Unlike the, you know, the favorable decision that somebody talked about in the previous presentation, the Fifth Circuit has held that if you have a bus and it crosses over into Mexico, the insurance coverage does not apply. And so most bus carriers, or all bus carriers, are supposed to carry a minimum of $5 million in coverage. But once you cross the border into Mexico, there's no coverage. And they say you should have some Mexican coverage that would apply, which really is non-coverage. So this particular crash happened in October of 2 years ago. And there's a horrific crash, multiple fatalities, multiple serious injuries. And a lot of firms, looked at this case. It was a Houston-based bus. And basically determined, hey, this crash was in Mexico. There's no coverage. People have been down this road before, and it's kind of a lost cause. I got a call on this case and on a catastrophic injury, and basically I sent an investigator out to Mexico to figure out what the condition of the bus was and whether the bus had certain safety features such as seat belts and whatnot.